Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're excited to spend a couple of minutes with Christopher Clary, who is a global sports columnist for the New York Times and is covering Wimbledon. And it seems like, Chris, we talk to you whenever we've got these big majors going on. We always appreciate that you take the time for our show. Thanks so much.
Amy.
What is the biggest story there coming out of Wimbledon, considering you've got two Americans still standing, a 37-year-old finalist for the women, but also the fact that Roger Federer is closing in on potentially another Grand Slam?
Yeah, and I think the biggest story over here, it's kind of a tie, I would say, between Federer and Venus. Maybe slight edge to Federer just because of the amazing history he's had here in recent years as well as, you know, long time ago. So, but I'd say it's pretty much heading to the tape together in terms of storylines.
What has this fortnight been like for Venus, considering that she started the tournament still under the cloud and under the suspicion of having caused an accident that resulted in the death of an older man? Then she got cleared of that and has now continued to play tennis at a very high level. What's this been like for her?
Yeah, I'm not actually sure that the case is completely closed from our reporting. It sounds like it's still ongoing, but she definitely got some good news when they said that as she had entered that intersection where the fatal crash occurred lawfully. So that was definitely good news from talking to her family. She hasn't really addressed the issue herself since the first round when she broke down in tears at a news conference, but she definitely can sense that her mood's lifted a lot. The family, I've talked to them a couple times in the last week or so, and everybody definitely feels, so sad about what happened, obviously, but
sure. Relieved.
And you can see her tennis has just been lifting. I mean, she had some tough early rounds, and I think almost since the news of the fact that she had entered the intersection lawfully broke, she's played better. She's the last four matches played some really strong, powerful players. Joe Conte yesterday and has played wonderful tennis, no question.
I'm sure that is, as you talk about, literally a weight lifted off of her shoulders. You wrote a column about Venus, and you said that she's one victory away from what could be her greatest Wimbledon moment. Why is that, Chris?
You know, it's a hard thing to say. I mean, she's played 20 Wimbledons now, and she's won all over the world, and, obviously they've had Olympic gold medals and everything else, but I get the sense from being around her and having watched what's happened over the last 6-7 years with her illness, the Sjogren syndrome, which is an autoimmune disorder that really saps your energy, makes it hard for you to play any sport at a high level, or actually almost any level, and she's managed to get through that. She was asked retirement questions all the time, 2011, 12, 13,
sure.
14, and she just was adamant that she had more in her and was able to keep playing, even though, people really was starting to become kind of a sympathetic figure. People were feeling badly for her on the tour on kind of a regular basis. But then she just started to rise in the last 2 years, got healthy, got her problems solved. And I just think the whole arc of that, it just means a lot to her to have this happen. And I think she got so close in Australia getting to the final this year. To win this tournament at this stage of her career, I think would be, in many ways, the biggest moment of her career.
An amazing feat at 37, regardless of who it is. It's unbelievable. How much, if at all, does the women's tournament miss Serena?
You know, obviously, Serena takes up a lot of the oxygen in any room she's in, no question about it. And she's been the dominant figure in this sport. She hasn't won every slam, but she's just always in the conversation. And even here, with her pregnancy, she's given interviews, Vanity Fair cover. She's still been, a factor in terms of the way the tournament's been progressing. But I think the Joe Conte story, a British player who's really risen, has had a strong season and getting to the semifinals at Wimbledon, first time since Virginia Wade many years ago. And that's been a big story. And I think, Venus's situation, obviously 5 times winning Wimbledon, people here are very connected to her. I think those two things have made this a pretty special women's tournament.
Christopher Clary is with us from Wimbledon, where they're getting set for the men's semifinals on Friday, the women's championship on Saturday. He's covering it for the New York Times. We always appreciate that. Whenever we talk to Chris, he's international. He's not in the U.S. whenever we talk to him.
Yeah, life and jet lag always, exactly.
Let's talk about the men's draw. What a moment for Sam Querrey to be able to take out Andy Murray. What has impressed you about this young American?
Sam's not so young. I mean, that's the thing.
True.
He's been around for quite a while. He's been in the top 20, 30, a guy who, never any doubt about his serve or his forehand. The backhand's sort of been a bit of a problem over the years in terms of being able to really hit decisive shots with it. He's improved it a lot. Last year he beat Novak Djokovic when he's number one in the world. Huge shock. this year. He gets Andy Murray, knocks him out in the quarterfinals. So it's Sam's best tournament has been Wimbledon, and dangerous player. But he's not really at a stage in his career where he's going to go out and win, you know, 8-9 Grand Slams or anything. Mm. I think this could be a high point for him. But it's nice for American men's tennis because
sure.
we talk about the Williams sisters, and women's tennis in the U.S. has been pretty strong for a long time. But the men have really suffered since Roddick sort of faded from the scene.
Yeah, first American man to reach a semi since Roddick was last in the final in 2008. And of course, the big draw will always be Roger Federer as long as he's still on the circuit. He skipped the French so that he can be ready for the grass court circuit and for Wimbledon for the rest of the year. How has he looked to you?
He's looked great, yeah. I mean, it's just one of those, he's had a couple of these over the years where everything's just broke his way. And at this stage of his career, I mean, it's remarkable that he's able to win the Australian Open as he did. But now he's the super favorite for Wimbledon based on the way things have broken here. Djokovic and Murray, you know, both with injury issues and losing early, and Nadal going out, not playing his best on grass. But so really it's for Roger. Here it is in front of him. The guys that are left are guys he's beaten before.
Sure.
Got Thomas Berdych, who he's beaten 8 times in a row in the semifinals today. And then a final against Querrey or Marin Cilic. So that's a real scenario for Roger to win his 8th Wimbledon title.
He had gone 5 years without a major win in singles before he broke through again at the Australian, coming off that 6-month layover. How much sounds different about Roger now, having come back and doing this? A little bit surprising because of how long it had been. But to you, covers the sport, how much different does he seem?
You know, what's surprising, I think, is two things have happened. You know, one, he came back from that break, you know, really refreshed, and he worked on his backhand. On the backhand, then Roger's game has always been a great shot, but it's been one that's been vulnerable in certain situations. He's been doing more chipping of the ball, more of a kind of a holding shot as opposed to ripping through it. Since he came back, he's been able to really attack off that side. He's been very aggressive off it, and I think that combined with the fact that Djokovic and Murray have faded this year, and the fact that Roger's been feeling so fresh and strong, it's just been a good combination. He's never really been out of the mix. You know, he's been able to reach semifinals and finals of slams throughout this 5-year drought, if you want to call it that, the Grand Slam. So he never faded away by any means, but...
You know what that means, right? You hear that noise and instantly you know that you have lost your guest, or if it's you personally on the phone, you always know. Christopher Clary, who's covering Wimbledon for the New York Times. I'm sure we can get him back here in a second. He is across the pond and getting ready for the men's semifinals, so I can understand why we might have a phone issue. But to that point, it was extremely clear, talking about Roger Federer being in the semis on Friday, and of course Sam Querrey, the last standing American male and the first one to reach a semi of Wimbledon since 2008 with Andy Roddick, and Venus Williams looking forward to her in Saturday's final. And it's been a good tournament for Americans, but of course, Roger Federer is the draw. And I think it's interesting. You've got two big names here in Venus and Roger, who's in his mid-30s, who had gone for a quite a long stretch without having won a Grand Slam singles title. They played at the highest level. They've been number one players. They've had all kinds of unbelievable success, specifically Roger, and yet here he is, having almost this new lease on his career, not because he wasn't competitive or faded, but even back to the Australian Open when he took on Rafael Nadal and we ended up having that battle. And then he goes and he wins Indian Wells. And now here he is with potentially a chance to win at Wimbledon. Christopher is back with us. I remember after he won the Australian Open, Christopher, he talked, he had this sense of wonder, not that he didn't think he could do it again, but just, wow, it means something different when you've gone such a long period of time and when you're older. So has he carried that forward into Wimbledon now, knowing that this is his favorite tournament, one he's dominated for years?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. He has totally carried that forward. The crazy thing is that, I mean, usually, you know, conventional wisdom is you got to spend some time working yourself back into shape and being able to be able to get match tough and play a bunch of tournaments. And he's been able to come back from these pretty long breaks and just play great tennis right away. He had another break, you know, before he came into Wimbledon, and he had some grass court tennis beforehand. Lost his first round in Halle. In Germany, and then he comes up and wins a tournament. So he's definitely comes back quickly from these breaks, and it's been really astounding this year that way.
Any idea what his plans are for the rest of the year?
Yeah, I mean, if he's healthy, he's heading right into the U.S. hard court season. I know he'll play Canada and Cincinnati, plan, and then he'll play the U.S. Open. And then he's got this new event that he started with his agent, Tony Gottsick, which honors Rod Laver, and it's kind of a Ryder Cup of tennis.
Wow.
And that's going to be in Prague in the Czech Republic in September, a couple weeks after the U.S. Open. Yeah, it's got an exhibition feel to it now, but he hopes to build it into a real Ryder Cup of tennis. It's the best players from Europe against the best from the rest of the world. We'll see how many of the best of the rest of the world he gets to sign up for this, but it's definitely going to be him and Nadal for Europe.
You mentioned the R word with Venus. Has he been asked about that at Wimbledon?
Has she been asked about that?
No, has he been? Roger been asked about that at all?
That's not coming up too much right now.
That's good. Well, I mean, obviously he's playing really well, but as you mentioned, you know, he likes to take the breaks, likes to be healthy. I just wondered if anyone's brought it up. Like, hey, if you can ride off into the sunset on top.
You know, I think that's a great question, Amy. You're right. Because, you know, where would you want to end up? Is it, in a way, Pete Sampras, great U.S. player. You know, he won the U.S. Open at an older age, 31, and then he never played another slam match again. So, it is a real scenario, but I think in Roger's case, he just really enjoys this whole process. He does have four kids, which is crazy, you know, for a guy to be out on the circuit doing that.
Right.
But his wife, Mirka, was a player, high level, and I think she really wants to support him as long as he wants to play. So I really think his intention is to play for a couple more years. I think if he gets another injury or starts to slip in the rankings again, you know, and things don't go as well as this, certainly things can change pretty fast, but right now I don't think it's the end.
We should appreciate him as long as we have him. We may never see anything like Roger Federer, another player, another ambassador for the sport like him. You can follow Christopher on Twitter at Christoph Clary, and he's covering Wimbledon, but he covers Olympics and global sports for the New York Times. It's always a privilege to have you on the show, Christopher. Thank you so much.
Amy, thank you. All the best.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.